Jonah and the Whale. The word of God came to Jonah the prophet, where he dwelt in the land of Israel. And God said,
Rise up and go to the city of Nineveh and warn the people to turn from their evil ways.
But Jonah failed to do as he was commanded. Instead, hoping to escape from the Lord, he went down to the seaport of Joppa and boarded a ship that was bound for Tarshish, far distant from Nineveh.
Cast off! Look alive now! Make sail!
As soon as the sails were set, Jonah went down into the hold of the ship and fell asleep. But the Lord let loose a torrent of wind. And the sea ran so high, the sailors feared the ship would break up. The captain went below to find Jonah, and he shook him by the shoulder, saying,
Someone has brought us bad luck aboard. Is it you, Jonah? Are you to blame?
Yes. I was trying to escape from the Lord, but he has found me. Throw me into the sea. Then the storm will die down.
But the men laid no hand on Jonah, for even if he had brought them bad luck, they did not want him to drown. They went to work again, trying with all their might to steer the ship back to land. But the storm was mightier. The wind struck harder and harder, until at last they said,
It must be that God wants us to do it.
And the sailors threw Jonah into the sea. And suddenly the storm ceased, and the sea grew still. Now God sent a great whale alongside the ship, and the whale swallowed Jonah. And Jonah stayed alive in the belly of the whale that day and that night. Then for another day and another night. Then for a third day and a third night. And Jonah prayed to God from the belly of the whale, saying,
I called to the Lord in my distress. May he answer me. He cast me into the deep, into the heart of the sea, but he has kept me alive. Now, as my senses fail, I remember the Lord and praise his name. If he saves me, I will serve him with thanksgiving, for only he can save.
And God spoke to the whale, and the whale swam in and spat Jonah out onto the land. Then the word of God came to Jonah for the second time, saying,
Rise up! Go to Nineveh and warn the people!
I hear, Lord, and I obey.
And Jonah went to Nineveh, a city so large it took 3 days to journey through it. And he warned the people as God had told him to do, saying,
In 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown.
And the people believed the word of God, and their king ordered them to fast and to pray to the Lord with all their might, saying,
Let every man give up his wicked ways and every act of violence. Then God may repent his anger and spare us.
And God saw what they did, and he was pleased that they now were living good lives. And the 40 days passed, and Nineveh still stood. Jonah was angered by the Lord's compassion, and he went out of the city and camped on the plain to the east, and waited there in the heat of the sun to see what would happen to Nineveh. And the Lord caused a gourd, a shade plant, to grow up over Jonah's head to shield him from the sun. And Jonah was grateful for the gourd. But at dawn the next day, God caused the gourd to wither. And at sunrise, he caused a scorching wind to blow from the east. Jonah grew faint, and he cried out,
It would be better for me to die than roast here in the sun without shelter for my head.
And God said, to test Jonah,
Is it right for you to be so angry about the gourd?
Yes, because it is gone.
And the Lord said,
You did not have the trouble of growing it, yet you are sorry for a plant that that came up in one night and withered the day after? Should I not be sorry for Nineveh, with its 120,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left, and spare them?